What does it mean to connect to your future at Lake Michigan College? They connect you to your future opportunities. They partner with local industries and employers, ensuring their programs align to the needs of the community's workforce. Lake Michigan College can help you get to the future you want. Visit lakemichigancollege.edu.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you.
My guest today is Larry Nielsen, and he is with the Twin City Players in St. Joe. Always good to talk to you, Larry, about some of the great things that you guys have going on at Twin City Players. And you guys have been keeping yourself pretty busy. I see you're on the set of the current show, Rumors, that's at Twin City Players. So that looks like a lot of fun.
It is. It is a great show. And, you know, it's a Neil Simon farce, and it just moves so fast. And the audiences have been great the first weekend. We've got two more weekends to go. Some of those shows are sold out. Others are crowded. So get your tickets soon.
That's really awesome. You know, one main thing that I want to talk about with you, Larry, is you guys are doing some expansion and looking to make the Twin City Players even better, as you're over 90 years that you guys have been doing some great stuff in our community, and you're looking to do some more expansion on that campus right there on Glen Lord Road. Tell me about what you guys are looking to do.
We sure are, and we love being a regional resource for other theaters and other groups and organizations in Southwest Michigan. We've been loaning our set pieces, our furniture, and our costumes to every other theater group in Southwest Michigan. So if you've seen a show at the Tin Shop, the Beckwith, the Ghostlight, Lake Michigan College, the high schools, St. Joe, Lakeshore, Berrien Springs, Bridgman, and other churches and organizations, you obviously have seen some of our set pieces, our furniture, or our costumes. We let all those people use them for free without charge if they just say a thanks to Twin City Players. So we have become so overstuffed with costumes that we now store a bunch of costumes in off-site, and our furniture and our set piece storage is also overstuffed.
Yeah,
and it's really something we need is the addition to our workshop, so we can expand how we store and make it easier and safer and more caring for the furniture and set pieces and costumes that we have, so we can continue loaning those materials out. So we're going to break ground Friday on an addition, 1,600 square feet of space. And we have are in a fundraising campaign to do that. In our 91st season, we know we have depended on the kindness of strangers through the years. Our goal is $165,000. As of last evening, I believe we have raised a little over $105,000 of that $165,000. So we need another $60,000. We trust and believe that that's going to happen. So we're breaking ground Friday.
That is so awesome, and like you said, being that resource to the community theaters, it really puts the community in community theater, and to be able to help that help those different organizations that are doing stuff, because you know there are so many different plays and musicals and things that you can do, but there is a good chance that there will be another production of some kind of that either same show or same time period. So being able to share all of those resources and have quality stuff that people can share together is really important. But yeah, you're exactly right. When you don't have the space for it, we know in community theater, if you don't have the space for it, you break that stuff down or and reuse it in some way, or you end up having to make a donation or something like that. So to be able to keep that stuff and to keep it in a great, well-conditioned environment is very important. So and like you said, donations, every little bit helps. So if somebody can donate $10, $20, or hey, if somebody happens to have $60,000 laying around, I'm sure you guys would absolutely love that. Hey, you might even put their name on it or something like that.
Well, somebody did give us a $20,000 challenge grant,
okay,
which we've already met. So somebody helped start us all off on that with a sizable donation. And since then, we have received three other sizable donations and a bunch of smaller donations that we cherish as well.
Yeah.
$10, $50, $100, every bit does indeed help. You know, some of the other organizations that have used our costumes, furniture,
yeah,
set pieces has been the Krazel Art Center,
mm-hmm,
the Morton Museum, the Berrien County Historical Association, and I think I might have mentioned a number of churches and other business organizations as well. So we are definitely that regional resource, and
yeah,
improving how we can store those things safely and keep all those things for years, mm-hmm, and make them accessible to the community is really a major part of this goal.
Absolutely.
If our Wi-Fi was better, I'd walk you out to the costume shop and you'd see how overstuffed we are. There was stuff everywhere,
sure,
that, when people come out to borrow, they have to squeeze around to get into, see what all of our period costumes are, to our fantasy costumes, to our different decade clothings and yeah, things of that sort. So, yes.
That's really great. And who's doing the construction?
We have Gianola Construction Services.
Nice.
As I said, we're having the groundbreaking, so we're going to be starting construction relatively soon. And they think we'll be able to be in the new building, mm-hmm, September of this year. So that'll be great. We'll move everything in, and mm-hmm, and we'll be ready to roll. And we'll have another ribbon cutting then. So.
Okay.
Come on out.
Absolutely.
For our groundbreaking, and then come out again for the ribbon cutting.
That will be so great to see. And that's about the time of when you guys kick off your, 92nd season at the Twin City Players. So that will be really cool to see. And, of course, we want to see,
yes,
the great season that you guys have. What you guys recently announced that 92nd season. Is that right?
Johnny, you're absolutely right. Last night we had our reveal party. Our play reading committee did all their work last fall and through the winter, and the, mm-hmm, board selected all of the plays, and we solicited directors. And last night we revealed what the shows and who the directors are going to be for our 92nd season. We're going to start the season off with actually the last weekend in August and then into September with Young Frankenstein, the Mel Brooks musical,
mm-hmm,
and it's the West End version, which moves a little quicker, has some other songs in it, and David Farrell, who many theater people know from Tin Shop, Beck, mm-hmm, with Ghostlight and Us, will be directing that. And then for our October mystery time, we're going to do Agatha Christie's and Broadway's longest running show, The Mousetrap.
Ooh.
It's a great mystery. Who done it? Mm-hmm. Who's the guilty party? You could be guilty, Johnny.
Oh.
The play makes everybody suspect until the very end.
That's awesome.
Our holiday show this year is going to be It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be the 1940s version of that show as it was intended to be. Oh, I forgot to mention, Mousetrap is going to be directed by Julia Farrell Diefenbach, who's directed for us in the past.
Yeah.
And the It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, will be directed by Jacob Holmes, who has directed Mermaid, mm-hmm. and this season is directing Cinderella, which runs in June. He'll be directing that. And then after the first of the year, in the winter, February and March time slot, is Unnecessary Farce. Eight Ooh. Doors, Three Crooks. It is hilarious and uproarious for that winter comedy. Yeah. When we all need a good laugh, mm-hmm. after the winter. And then in the this time slot that Rumors is in, we'll be doing A Sense and Sensibility.
Okay.
And that play is Kate Hamill's version of all of those wonderful Jane Austen characters. Mm-hmm. It's a new, fresh voice to it. And directing that is going to be John Abither. And okay. I think I forgot to say who was directing Unnecessary Farce. That's Nathan Neidlinger.
Oh, nice.
All those who know Nathan through Children's Music Workshop will know his abilities. And he's been on stage with us a number of times. And John Abither is going to be a first-time director with us. She's got great vision for the play. And then we close the 92nd season with Anastasia, the musical. And Cassidy Vleetstra, who is from St. Joe High School Productions, will be directing that show for us then. Very cool season.
Great season. That is a fantastic season. It's always good to check out a play at Twin City Players, and also good to audition for plays and musicals at Twin City Players. So if you're interested on any of those shows or wanting to support it in any way and support the construction that you guys are doing, good place for us to find all of this stuff, Larry?
Oh, TwinCityPlayers.org on the web. And then, of course, we're on Facebook, same, Instagram, YouTube. You can find all the information on that. And, of course, on your podcast here as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll get all that information up on our website as well. So thank you again, Larry, for all the great work that you and the entire team are doing at Twin City Players. And I'm sure we'll talk again here very soon.
Thank you, Jenny. You have a great day.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.